Hi, I'm Marshall Bolin, the creator of Aberrant Radio. Now that we're into our seventh episode, I thought it might be interesting if I share.
America is the greatest country in the world. One of the things that makes us so great is that we're not afraid to proclaim how great we are. This is a trait we share in common with the great individuals you know. Think about the best people you know. Don't they go around making sure everyone knows how superior they are? Doesn't the best person at your workplace announce that they are better than everyone else? Isn't the mark of a great father that he routinely tells his spouse and children that he is the greatest member of the household?
Do you have fat teeth? If you've ever wondered about it, then you probably do. But now there's good news. Your teeth can be thin and pretty again with new Enamel-S Super Slimming Tooth Balm. Other leading brands only affect the enamel on the front and back of the tooth. But once Enamel-S's patented formula is applied, it begins to work immediately, reducing unsightly enamel from the sides of the teeth, where a sleek look is most important. Why stop at thigh gap? Don't hide that smile. Smile in style with Enamel-S.
The lights are low. The lights are low. I told you I make 40 grand a year. It's really only 26, including what I make at KFC. I said I drive a new Mercedes Benz. It's actually a 92 Corolla with the side view mirrors gone. You thought that I'd had sex with 14 girls. It's more like just this one drunk chick and two cheap prostitutes in Lower Town. I lied to you a lot, and I'm not sorry. I swear I'll do it again, you son of a bitch.
Oh, hi. You're here already. I'm sorry. I had 3 a.m. on my calendar. But it makes sense why someone like you would think it's 3 p.m. that we're supposed to meet. Well, come on in here. I'll make you some breakfast and tell you a little bit about why I invited you. You see, you are a complete stranger. I found a box of mine the other day. There you go. I found a box of mine the other day. A gold and yellow box that had been stored in my closet for 29 years. In this box, I had left memories, messages to myself, memorabilia, keepsakes. I wanted to go through it, remind myself of the days past. And I thought it might be interesting for me to do that in front of a complete stranger who has no context for what's in this box. So please enjoy your breakfast. And feel free to interrupt with any questions, should they arise. Now I am going to open the box. Please be careful, I don't know what is going to emerge at first. You might want to stand back. As you can see, I have now opened my gold and yellow box. The first item that catches my eye is a ticket stub. It is dated 1985. I see that it is my first concert that I ever went to. My mom and dad took me to Orchestra Hall. Let me describe the situation that I witnessed on stage. There were 9 children and 9 adults. The children were dressed in white, the adults were dressed in black. A man fired a pistol into the ceiling of the building, at which point the 9 children and the 9 adults started racing around the stage as if they were trying to win a race. But they were going in no particular order, trying to reach no particular destination. They stumbled over one another. Some of them were coughing, some of them were clawing. It appeared that they wanted something, but I don't think they knew what it was. The man fired the pistol into the ceiling a second time, and they froze in place. Then another man emerged from behind the curtains at the back of the stage. He was dressed all in silver. He instructed the audience to come onto the stage and to feel the 9 children and the 9 adults who were on stage, to feel their hair, to feel their clothes. He said, "This is what it is like on planet Earth." At which point, the 9 children and the 9 adults all started clapping at us, the audience, as if we were the performers. What else do we have in here? Oh. Well, now look at this piece of cheese right here. 29 years ago, it was a pretty good looking slice of cheddar. Now it's not looking so hot. The story behind this piece of cheese is my classmates, when I was in the 8th grade, dared me to eat it. I told them, I don't want to eat it, but at the same time, I don't want to appear as a coward for not accepting your dare. So here's what I do. I made a deal with them. I'll put it in my mouth, but I'm not going to chew it or swallow it. They were okay with that, so I put it in there, and I held it in my mouth all day. The next day, when I showed up with the piece of cheese still in my mouth, unchewed, unswallowed, my classmates had forgotten about the dare, and they looked at me funny. I said, through my mouth full of cheese, "Maybe this is good enough, huh?" They all shook their heads and walked away. And I kept this piece of cheese as a keepsake. It reminds me that when the world gives you 2 options, you don't always have to take one of them. You can find your own way. And that's exactly what I did. And for that reason, I'm going to hold on to this piece of cheese. Because the 2 options that a lot of people would consider with this piece of cheese are to remove it from the box, throw it away, or to remove it from the box and throw it far away, far from you. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to keep it right here in this box and let it remind me. So in another 29 years, if God forbid I'm still alive, I look into this box, I'll see that piece of cheese, and it will remind me of just how smart I really am. Ooh. Now look at this here pitch black seashell. As I'm sure you know, you can hold it up to your ear and hear the ocean. Now if you please stand still, I'm going to hold it up to your ear. And please raise your hand when you can hear the ocean. You hear that ocean? That there's the Pacific Ocean. What a lot of people don't realize, there are other ways to hear the ocean. For instance, if you hold your dick up to the refrigerator, you can also hear the ocean. Allow me to demonstrate. Please follow me into the kitchen. You hear that? I do. Sounds like the ocean to me. Would you like to try? Well, that's okay. Maybe later you'll be more in the mood. All right, what else do we have in this box over here? Oh, now here's a good one. All right, for this one, I want you to turn around. And now I'm going to put this blindfold on you. No, it's all right. Putting the blindfold on you. That way I know you're not looking. All right, pretty tight, isn't it? Okay. Now, I'm going to tap the side of this object. And I want you to tell me what it is when you realize what it is. All right, I'm tapping it on the top. Okay. Now I'm tapping it on the left side. Okay. Now I'm tapping it on the right side.
God damn it! That's not a good place to tap it. Ugh. Got sawdust in my eyes. Christ. Ugh. All right. Let me just wash out my eyes real quick. I'm not sure that's all right to have that in there. I don't have too much in the way of health insurance. Now stay there. Don't take it off. God damn it. Ugh. Fuck. I didn't see that coming. Fucking hurt. Ugh. You know, I don't think I'm the kind of guy who deserves that. I don't know what the good Lord is thinking, allowing me to have a thing like that happen. Yeah, go ahead. Just take off the fucking blindfold. Yeah, it's pretty weird, ain't it? Yeah, it's a weird object. I don't have a name for it. I'd be surprised if anybody has a name for that. But you know what? You go ahead and keep that. You can keep that one. I don't want that one no more. All right. Moving on. We got a few more things left in this box right here. All right. This one's interesting. This one, as you can see, appears to be an old woman's skull. Just a regular old woman's skull, like any of us has. But now look at this. When I blow into the ocular cavity, as much wind in your lungs, but here, you give it a try. No, you give it a try. Yeah, just blow right into that ocular cavity right there. Yeah, it's not so easy, is it now? All right, well, I'm gonna have to cut this meeting short, but I really thank you for stopping by, being willing to come into a stranger's home and listen to an old man's stories. If you ever want to hang out, just, you know where to reach me. All right, buddy. Take her easy. Thank you.
I don't even have a chance. I don't have a chance to move because I'm in lockdown. I don't have 1 ounce of agency. I'm seriously incapacitated.
Oh, but no, you can absolutely move. I saw you come up the street. I saw you through the window from my office. You came in through the front door.
You're negating me. You're negating me.
Oh, no, no. Come in. Come in. You have agency. You can do this. Come into this place and sit down. Do you want to see the professor? You've been waiting to see the professor, haven't you been?
You're negating me. I'm in lockdown. You're negating what's impossible.
Do you want to talk to the professor? Sit right down in this chair, and I'm the professor now. I'm the professor. I'll tell you what to do. You eat the sandwich, and I'll massage your legs.
Oh, I am hungry. I'm starving for that sandwich. But I have to go to the bathroom. But I can't move.
You just eat. Just eat this sandwich and unwind, and you just go to the bathroom right there in the chair while I massage your legs.
I'm starting to believe in what's possible. Oh, I'm starting to unwind. This sandwich tastes incredible.
Oh, very good now, very good. I'm the professor and I have your first interest in mind.
Wait, where are we going? Who are all these people?
Why, they're your students. They've been waiting for you. Now you're the professor.
When the gym closed, the doorman said, "Don't go through that door." Bugman came and sprayed that shit at a quarter past four. If you want, I've got a mask to lend you, yeah, sure. As I donned his mask, we shared a laugh.
Again, I say, pledge me. They're floating over and over and over, intertwined. Your absent mind.
We've all been there. You want your baby to suck on the devil, but that Lucifer, she's just too warm and mean. Baby could burn his little lips. Well, move over, Lucifer. Now there's Pacifer, the peaceful demon.
Pacifer?
Yes, Pacifer. Pacifer has a soothing, even-tempered disposition. Not too hot, not too wild. Just right for baby.
What about scarring? I love my baby, but oh, that scar tissue.
Then you'll love Pacifer's gentle contours, designed to fit perfectly in baby's mouth. No more torn lips means no more unsightly scars.
No scars? Now that's a baby.
Pacifer, the peaceful demon that babies suck on.
Pacifer!
Are you sure this is a demon? It just looks like a regular pacifier.
Oh, that's a demon, all right. Just like all pacifiers.
After a 9-month walkabout across the African continent, co-founders Ben Fellows and Jesse Calloway returned with a vision and a mission: to bring professional tier hankies to the planet at a price accessible to seekers and dreamers like themselves. On a wing and a prayer, Rapturous Hankies was born in a humble loft above a brewery in Boulder, Colorado. Ben and Jesse, determined to take the road less traveled, began sewing squares of cloth, not just with blowing their noses in mind, but with the goal of making hankies you can foster a personal connection with. Quality and connection are the two archangels that guard the loading dock at the Rapturous Hankies Distribution Center in rural Indiana. No product ships out unless it is 1,000,000,000% guaranteed to both keep your upper lip dry as a desert and give you a watershed positive experience. With Rapturous Hankies, you don't just get a hanky. You get a precious cloth friend who will be seated with you at the head table at your wedding.
But I can't find any bags, so I'm balancing all this shit on my shoulders, and it's been one of those. And Jesus won't stop answering my prayers.
Thank you. Amazing.